Praise God, my brothers, my sisters. I thank God for the opportunity to come to you through this channel. For those who are new, my name is Emmanuel Soma, and I love the Lord as my personal Savior. A lot has happened since I was last on this channel, and well, God has been working in me. And the church saw it best to ordain me as a pastor. So I thank God that I am now a pastor. Paul says, I count it all nothing but for the excellency of knowing Jesus, knowing Christ. And to me, it's not really about the title. It's not really about being called a reverend or being called a pastor or the gravity, you know, of what that means. But it's been a time to check myself and reflect on the call of God. And understanding or talking about the call of God is, it just needs you to look at the scriptures. It just needs you to look at the word and see who are the various people that God called and how did God call them? What was their situation? And what was the outcome of their call? And yeah, so today God has laid it in my heart to speak about the call of Abraham. Abraham is the father of faith, and he is the father of the Hebrews. And the Bible gives us an interesting account of his life, and even just before he was born. And I want us to read the word and I will start from Genesis chapter 11, from verse 27. We will read up to 32, and then chapter 12, Genesis chapter 12, and we shall read from verse 1 to 9. So here we go, Genesis chapter 11, verse 27. The Bible says, this is the account of Terah. Terah became the father of Abram, at this point he was called Abram, not yet Abraham. Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. When his father Terah was still alive, Haran died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah. She was the daughter of Haran, the father of both Milcah and Iscah. Now Sarai was barren. She had no children. Terah took his son Abram, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarai, the wife of his son Abram. And together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. Terah lived 205 years and he died in Haran. Let me just stop there to just speak briefly about the family of Abraham. We can see that the father of Abraham had Abram, and Abraham at that point had three sons, Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And of these three sons, Haran gave birth to, had a son called Lot, who is captured a lot in the story of Abraham. But then he died. So Abraham took responsibility for Lot. At this point, the scriptures also mention that that Sarai was barren. And it's possible that Abraham could have chosen to take Lot as his son on account that his wife was barren, it was his nephew, and he took responsibility. And as per the culture at that point, I mean, he needed to take care of his brother's son, and he did that. And we can see that also Nahor, his other brother, married and had, you know, daughters, you know, Milcah and Iscah. And what we see is that the father Terah lived in Ur, or Ar, depending on your English teacher. And this was the land of the Chaldeans. Now, if you study what it means, the Chaldeans were these people in the Mesopotamia who, you know, they were Semitic speaking, and they practiced astrology and witchcraft. So the Chaldeans are known for astrology and witchcraft. And we see also the Chaldeans in the times of, you know, of King Nebuchadnezzar and the times of Daniel, where he had to, you know, they were considered the wise men of the East, where they had to interpret the dream for the king. And so this is the community. And astrology, I mean, there were moon worshippers. This is the community that Abraham was born into. And we can see, I reason that his father, Terah, started a journey to leave that land. And he was going to Canaan. The scripture is very keen to tell us that Terah, in verse 31 of his 11, took his son Abram and his grandson Lot and his daughter-in-law Sarai, and together they set out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to Canaan. It's not mentioned why Nahor did not go with them. Maybe he refused. Maybe he felt he was old enough, but it seems, or maybe he was not alive, but it's not mentioned. But his daughters, that's Milcah and Iscah, went along with their father Terah, with their grandfather Terah, sorry. And they were setting to go to Canaan. Canaan, the place that God promised Abraham. But they came to Haran and they settled there. So they began a journey, whether by the call of God or unknowingly, but they got to a point where they settled, not having reached there. The Bible says, and Terah lived 205 years and he died in Haran. Then we come to chapter 12. The call of Abraham. The Lord said to Abram, leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those. And whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. So Abraham left as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. Abraham verse 6 of chapter 12, traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring, I will give this land." So he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there, he went on towards the hill east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. There he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Then Abram set out and continued towards Negev. So let us pick some few things that we see from the study of this scripture. Abram did not know the Lord at this point. It is God who initiated the contact and the call. The Bible tells us in John chapter 15, verse 16, that it is not you that chose me. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I ordained you to go and bear fruit, and fruit that will last. It is not us that we call ourselves to God. It is God who calls us to him. My brother, my sister, the fact that you are hearing the voice of God, even through this message, is that God has purposed to call you and to speak to you. And so the Lord speaks to Abram at this point, and calls him and gives him a command: leave your country, your people, and your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. It was expected that maybe God would have just called him and said, "You know, I want to make you a prophet." But his first instruction to Abram is leave. He had to leave his country. He had to leave his people. He had to leave his father's household and go to the land that God would show him. Abram had a choice. He could have asked, "Why do you want me to leave?" He could have asked, "I am responsible for my family. I love my country, my tribe, my community." But God knew that he had to call him out of the family, the household that were moon worshippers, astrology and witchcraft, and call him out of that. And he called him and told him that, "And go to the land that I will show you." There is, God called Abraham to leave. And he tells him to leave to a place I will show you. That means he didn't even tell him where he was taking him. He didn't even explain to Abraham, "Where am I taking you? To a land I will show you." He did not tell him, "I will show it to you today. Or I will show it to you next year. I will show you." Now, Abram could have stopped and wondered, "Who is this God?" To him, the God he knew at that point was the altars of moon worship that they had. But he was being called to a land and to a place that God will show him. And he put his faith in this God. In this God. To this God that revealed himself to him. And at this point, he had not yet even appeared to him, but he spoke to him. And you see that God calls him and gives him a promise. It tells him, I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you. I will make your name great and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you. Abraham is called the father of faith. Why? Because he heard the voice of God and believed. He believed. And not only did he believe, he obeyed. The scripture tells us in verse 4, Abraham left as the Lord had told him. He was 75 years old. He had his wife who was called barren, Sarai. He took his nephew, Lot, which I think was a mistake, because he was told to leave his father's household. He should have left Lot. But God is merciful, and God shows us that he is faithful still. And you see, so he takes Lot. They leave everything. They had accumulated so much. They left with their possessions. And he went to the land of Canaan. And when he arrived, there are certain things that Abraham does. We can see that he travels throughout the land, the whole extent of the land. He is mapping. The Canaanites, the Bible says the Canaanites were in the land, and they just see this man, this owner of the land has come, and they are not aware. The man sent by God to possess Canaan, and he goes the whole stretch of the land, and the Lord appears to him in verse 7 and says, to your offspring I will give this land. You can imagine, to your seed I will give this land. It is after he arrived that the Lord now showed him and spoke to him that this is the place. To your offspring I will give this land. God's promises to Abraham did not come with conditions. And that is why I believe that Abraham lived in the time of grace. He experienced the grace of God even before we knew what grace was. He did not live by the law. He was considered righteous because he believed God. The Lord counted it to him as righteousness. And God called him, this is my friend, a friend of God. By his obedience to God, faith, he moved to the unseen. He moved in response to God. And yes, we can see that the Lord appeared to him and told him that I will give you this land. And you know where that the Lord appeared to him? It was in Bethel. And there he built an altar there to the Lord who appeared to him. You know, these names of places are not just put in scripture by mistake. No. Sorry. The Bethel where he first built the altar to the Lord, the first altar that Abraham built, is where the Lord appeared to him. And apart from that, it is where his grandson Jacob, when Jacob was running away from his brother Esau after he had stolen his birthright, the Bible tells us he got to a place called Bethel, and he took a stone and he put it as his pillow. And as he slept that night, he had a dream and he saw a ladder going up from where he was to heaven, and angels ascending and descending on the ladder. Bethel was a place that Abraham built the first altar. And this is the same place that when Jacob, not knowing, stumbled and slept on that place, heaven opened to him. And let me go further. When the temple was built, the place where the temple was built was Bethel. It speaks of a mystery of altars. But that's not the topic for today. The topic for today has been how God called Abraham. Three things that I can summarize. The Lord called him out. He called Abraham out of where he was. What is the Lord calling you out of? Number two, is the Lord called Abraham to himself. He called Abraham to a relationship with him. He did not just call him to leave and left him. He called him to himself. When he had the call, he knew that he needs to go to God. And then thirdly, we can see that he was called to an assignment. He was called to a function. He was called to great promises, to be a nation. Because you know what? The Lord was desiring a nation that will demonstrate, from which he will demonstrate and show himself, show his love to the world, and demonstrate himself, his attributes, his love, his covenant. He established them as a covenant people. And this nation leads to the coming of his son, Jesus Christ. And through Jesus Christ, all nations are blessed. All nations receive the blessing of Abraham. I want to end for today, and I want to pray with you, and I pray that the Lord shall minister his word. And please feel free to join in again, and I know that the Lord will speak to us. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, I honor your holy name. I thank you for the opportunity to minister your word to your people, O God. I do not take it in vain, O God, but I know it is by your divine plan, your divine purpose, your divine assignment, Lord. It is your word that you have chosen to call out your children. In your word, you say, come out of them, come out of every unclean thing, O God. I pray for everyone that is listening to me, that they may come out of their sin. Come out of those things that are holding them back, that are disappointing them from hearing the voice of God. I pray that you may help them to hear your voice, and that they may come to you in which there is life and life in abundance. And I pray for that child that is lost, that has forsaken your way, that you may return them to your fold in your mercy. I pray that the blessing that you called Abraham to, the blessing of making him into a great nation, of blessing his name, the blessing that you poured out upon him, that is our portion by faith in Christ Jesus, may it come upon your children, all those who believe. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray and believe. Amen. God bless you. Share, comment, subscribe, as the Lord leads you. Bye.